Hello and welcome to Tribal Council, a show in which two brothers who have never seen Survivor before start from the very beginning. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Chris. And this week we take a look closer at the first 24 days, I guess. And then in the new episode, we find out Zoe and Tammy are not two peas in a pod, but Sean and Pascal are. And Tammy shows us that out of all the Stilts competitors, she's the least worst. And we say goodbye to Robert. JK Kidding, the show fooled me. Zoe is gone.
I take umbrage with your characterization of Tammy's stilt skills, which is hard to say. I don't think she was just the least worst. She's actually pretty good.
By the end, she was decent, but man.
Like, I don't think she ever just fell. She, like, got down on her own every time.
Okay. Yeah, that may be. I was just so, like, focused in on everybody else, I guess, who was just awful.
Yes, they're all awful.
Instantly fell down.
We suddenly jumped to the end of the second episode we're going to discuss today. Sorry about that. That's my fault. Yeah, so, listeners, we have one of these little look closer episodes that are worthless. Well, sometimes they're interesting. Usually they're worthless. Good news. I discovered that they do this again in season 5. And then they stop doing them until season 8. And then they stop doing them again.
Oh, okay.
There's only 2 more, as far as I'm aware. I did not look super far in the distance, but I just looked very quickly at, like, episode 9 episode titles of the next, of the seasons up through, like, season 10 or something. And it looks like they are not this, except for seasons 5 and season 8. So
wait a minute. Okay, so they did, it's in season 5, not 6, 7, in 8, and then not 9, 10, and you were like, well, I guess it's not in the 30 seasons after that either.
Correct. Okay. I am presuming that they've realized that no one cares about this episode.
Yeah, well, I don't think they do it for people who are watching the show regularly. I think they do it to pick up a few more viewers throughout the season. So you can be like, okay, you missed the first half of the season. Watch this. We'll catch you up. And now you can start in with the back half.
Yeah. So maybe I should be more clear. I think that they realized that it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that might be this. I was going to say, like, some, maybe they do show us, like, cool stuff sometimes, but, like, I have no memory of the previous ones except in season 2, which is the one you didn't watch.
Yes. At some point I need to watch that.
And the only thing that I can remember from it is they show us lots of footage of Colby snoring. And so, like,
in season 3, that's where we got Frank's antlers.
Oh, that's true. That was, yeah. Well, in this one, we could get a different luxury item.
Yeah.
Going back to this episode, which is Robert's luxury item is a voodoo doll, which they show us lots of footage of people on his tribe just, like, stabbing the voodoo doll, trying to, like, jinx the other team.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which, I mean, at first I was like, oh man, I kind of hate this. This is stupid and dumb. And then I realized Robert was on road 2 and they won for like 4 weeks in a row. So maybe there was something
should
to
we
it.
Should we give Robert our own nickname and call him Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm not going to call him that name.
It helps up differentiate between him and Rob. So now we could have Rob and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Or we could do what the show does and do Rob and Robert, or Boston Rob and the General, or so many other better ways.
I don't know why, but I really hate the nickname The General. I think mostly because I feel like he gave it to himself.
Oh, yes. I also hate it.
And I think it's just because, like, I don't know. I think it's because, like, Jeff uses it too, and for some reason that bothers me.
Yeah, but that didn't bother me with other ones. Like, Jeff also used T-Bird last season, and I was fine with T-Bird.
Yeah.
Which I also think,
maybe that's just because I like Teresa.
And I'm also pretty sure that she kind of, I don't know if she gave it to herself, but as far as Survivor goes, I think she did, because her family also calls her T-Bird. So I think that she said,
oh,
like,
so she, like, told them?
Yeah. Which is probably what happened with Robert too. Like, I'm guessing Robert didn't actually give himself the nickname General, but it was something that came from
home. I hope it didn't come from home and they were just talking and they're like, so any of y'all have nicknames? And Robert's like, oh yeah, definitely. Well, they call me the General.
No, isn't it his tattoo?
Yeah, it is. It's just funnier in my own headcanon to be like him just making that up on the fly.
That's how they came up with Johnny Pots and Pans. He was just like, oh yeah, that's what they call me back at home. Johnny Pots and Pans.
So I have like only like four or five little notes for this look back episode.
Oh, I have slightly more than that. Okay.
One of which was they call Pascal Pappy, and I couldn't remember if we recorded that, but we did. So nix that one. Another was the music transitions between scenes made me want to re-listen to the Moana soundtrack. So I did that.
Oh, I did not notice that, but I'm all for listening to the Moana soundtrack. It's a great soundtrack.
And it makes sense because Marquesas are in the French Polynesia and Moana is all about like Polynesia. So it's like the same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're both like Southern Pacific Islands. They both have the
name Polynesia in there. Yeah. I noted that they made Sean look a lot more fun in the look closer. Like he was doing some more fun stuff. They showed his like radio routine a little bit more. And that made me think either two things. Either, oh, I wonder if that means he's going to stick around more. Like they wanted to show us some more of him. So he'll be around a while. Or maybe they're focusing on him. So he's going to be gone next. But he wasn't gone next. So
maybe
he'll be around a while.
I figured that was just like they had shown us a little bit of their little morning radio show earlier in the season. And there was a lot more to it. They just didn't want to keep showing it through the episode. So this was an opportunity for them to show us a little more.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep my conspiracy theory that he's going to be around a while.
I mean, maybe he wins. I'd be okay with that.
And then my final note was, hey, remember back in episode one when Rob tried to hunt that rooster and then we never talked about that again? Why aren't they hunting roosters?
Because it was not successful. Do you remember that? It didn't work.
But that was like one time. You don't think they would like try for like actual meat? They're sitting here eating coconut all day, every day.
They also tried to set like a whole bunch of traps and it never worked.
Yeah.
Now with that, I will say I wrote down.
But that was the bad Maru Amu tribe. Now they've got like all those Rotu people in.
No, Rob hunting down the rooster was in Maru Amu. I think that them setting traps.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I think setting traps was in Rotu.
Oh, maybe.
I wrote down whatever happened with that fishing gear because they won that fishing gear. And then I don't think they ever go fishing after John got attacked by sea urchins or whatever. However, then in the next episode, next week's episode, it shows that they are actually going and using that. So that's cool. But other than that, I was like, oh yeah, what happened to that? Cause again, they're eating coconuts. Or if you're Rob, frying some papaya, which I wrote down as pafraya. Is that anything? Chris's silence means that it is not anything, which if this show is any evidence,
I'm hoping my microphone picks up my sigh.
Whenever I say that it's nothing,
I make it something.
Yes, Chris will bring back pafraya many times over the next 6 months, I'm sure.
I did kind of bump on the show, like the tribe members that he was like talking about that with or sharing that fried papaya with were like,
see it something.
Ooh, that's so weird. Like, are you sure you're going to try that? Oh, is it any good? Like, it's not that big of a deal to just like cook some fruit up and try it out, right? Like, why were they making such a big deal?
You played too much Breath of the Wild, just throwing fruit in a pot. No, I agree with you. I don't think it was that weird. It was funny that then when they did try it, he just said, tastes like warm papaya.
I mean, and I guess it's just like out of all the footage they get, like, I don't know, or not all the footage they get, all of like the time they have, like dead time to just hang around and like do stuff, they don't have a whole lot to do. I was just surprised by their reactions to like, oh, that's, are you sure you want to try to warm that food? Like, why would that? Yeah, I don't know. It was weird that it took this long for them to try that out.
Yeah.
If all I had to eat was coconut, I would be trying to cook like everything on that island and do like all sorts of combinations.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
Hey, tell me more. What else you got?
Over at Rotu, we know that at Rotu they didn't really have much fruit over there, but Gabe had found some little like chili peppers. And so they added those to meals, which I think would be great. I love spicy food. I'd be all about that.
They showed us that earlier in the season.
Oh, did they? Damn, I must have forgotten.
I think that was one of the things they made sure to, I want to say they took when they like raided the camp or something.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I just forgot about it. Well, never mind. That wasn't new information. I did say, how did I somehow miss Hunter's mustache? Because it gave us a really clear look of Hunter's mustache at one point, and I was like, I don't remember that happening, and it is a little rough.
I don't remember that either. I'm trying to look back at like the picture from the first episode to see if I can see it.
I mean, it would have been like after he was on the island for a bit, I think.
Yeah.
But it looked like he had shaved everything except for his mustache, which I was very confused by, as both like just a general choice and then also as how is he shaving on the island? Because I don't think anybody else is able to shave. So I was a little thrown off by it, but it was not very important. Besides that, mm-hmm. listeners, don't watch this episode. It's almost entirely just old footage that we've already seen. I was very disappointed.
Same.
And then episode 10 started. Now, again, listeners, if you have not already watched these episodes, episode 10 is one of those ones that's just randomly not on Hulu for some reason. Hulu has everything else from this season, I think, but not episode 10. So I had to switch over and watch it on CBS All Access, which tells me in the description of the episode, Sean and Pascal win some rewards, is the description for this episode. That's like a huge spoiler. I was so annoyed.
Don't read the description.
On CBS All Access, it kind of like pops up as you are starting the episode. Like it's hard to avoid it.
I avoided it.
Okay. Okay, cool. You're just better than me.
I will say, I do get annoyed when I have to watch stuff on CBS All Access
because their ads? Viewing
platform. Well, its viewing platform is not as good as Hulu's viewing platform.
Yeah, it's much worse.
Which I also like less than Netflix's viewing platform.
Yes, I agree with that ranking.
Netflix is my favorite. And then maybe Amazon Prime and then Hulu.
Oh, I like Hulu better than Amazon Prime. This is nothing. Amazon Prime, it's sometimes difficult to tell what is free for Amazon Prime and what you have to pay for still. And
well, it's got a little like corner tag.
Yeah, but then sometimes like it's like Prime early viewing, which you still have to pay for. You just get special access to because you're Prime. I get annoyed with Prime sometimes. I wish that Hulu, like I like Hulu better because of that reason. Anyway, we start this new episode, Two Peas in a Pod. These the Five Alliance is what I called it in my notes. Did you have a better name for this alliance of Sean Vesepia, Kathy, Nalia Pascal?
A Fivens? Is that something?
I mean, it is now because I asked you if there's a better name and I feel like we have to go with it. But I do want to put on the record that I think that a Fivens is far worse than Pafraya.
I think they're equal. Like, because Alliance and a Fivens basically like is the same sound. Same with papaya,
Papaya and Pafraya. But papaya and Pafraya are like the same. The extra V thrown into a Fivens through, I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I thought it was a cool, I don't know if cool is the right word. I thought it was a neat parallel to what we saw when John and Tammy and them were like celebrating after they did the challenge last time. And that pissed everybody off. And then this time, because John got sent home, everybody else is celebrating now and like, haha, John got sent home.
Yeah, I was more okay with it this time, though, because they were the underdogs winning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I know there, we see a little bit of, like, Tammy and Robert talking. And I just... Okay, so Tammy, I noticed, has this little, like, wooden whistle, maybe, like, tied around her upper arm. And then I noticed that Robert also has one around his neck. And then also Zoe has one around her arm. And what is this?
Yes, I made a note of it. I ended up getting rid of the note because at first I just noticed it on Tammy maybe. And I was like, what is that thing? And then I started noticing on other people. And then it mentions at one point that somebody's like making jewelry out of stuff on the island.
Zoe is making shell jewelry.
So I wondered if it was like kind of part of that, except that I think like Tammy is like has a thing talking to the camera about how she's annoyed that Zoe's like making this shell jewelry to like buddy up with people. So I don't know. My guess is they just made it themselves, but the design is different. Like it's just something I haven't seen before.
It looked like it was like a little whistle or something. I was very confused in it. I only saw it on those three, which made me think that it might have been like their little alliance thing.
Or maybe it's like the show, maybe there's like some sort of dangerous thing or like they were just like in case of, for safety reasons, in case you ever are going to be by yourself and you get in trouble, we're going to give all the contestants this little like whistle thing to be like, hey, whistle. Huh. I need help. And so maybe some people just like wear it like that, and then others have it just like tucked away somewhere. That would be cool. I hope that's the reason, because that's a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Huh. I'm going to call that case closed.
I'm going to call it case still open. We'll do a whistle watch next week.
Listen, we got a lot of open cases on the books. We got to close some of these.
Yeah, but that case is definitely not closed. That is not solved. It is just theorized. We have a lead, but it is not closed. I would hope that like the cops are not like, oh, we have one idea of how this might have happened. Case closed.
I kind of think that might happen. Yeah,
I shouldn't have brought that up. Anyway,
I just listened to this podcast. I've been listening to a lot of true crime serial killer podcasts. I listened to one about the West Memphis Three, in which a couple people got wrongly imprisoned for like 18 years because the cops were just like, we got to close the case. Let's pin it on these guys.
Yeah, and that's what you're doing, Chris.
But it's not hurting anybody. I'm not putting anybody in prison.
Tammy,
not on death row.
You're not hurting anybody. Like Tammy and Zoe aren't hurting anybody. I'm trying to go back to the episode here.
Oh, right. You know what? You know what Tammy has to say about Zoe? Wait, no. Zoe says about Tammy, I didn't like the way your eyes were.
Yeah.
That's what Zoe said about Tammy. What does that even mean? She's like, she just outright tells her she doesn't like her and says, I didn't like the way your eyes were.
I feel like people have said that about the Heron family sometimes.
Who said that about us?
Were you unaware that the Herons have a reputation for having like unusually large eyes? I bet that some people are like, I don't like their eyes.
I'm aware that some of us have large eyes, mainly our sister. But
oh boy, Chris.
I've never heard people.
No, it's speak, all of us.
I've never heard people speak badly about
it's us. It's not just Laura, Chris. It's everybody.
Well,
it's a Heron trait. At least according to my wife, Kayla, it is a Heron trait that we talk about often. Earlier today, actually.
New topics of conversation.
We discussed how our cat also has the Heron eyes. Anyway, Tammy says at one point that her allegiance is to Zoe and Rob now. And I wrote down, why? Because that's dumb. Why would you have your allegiance to this alliance that didn't work and is dying? Try like abort that, leave, go try to get real close with Nalia and Pascal or whatever, which she and Rob kind of do later. But yeah,
I think my guess is she kind of probably thinks she burned the bridges a little bit with Nalia and Pascal, and she might think it's easier to patch things with Zoe, even though Zoe doesn't like the way her eyes are.
Yeah, but even if it is just Tammy and Zoe and Rob, even
it's not enough.
Yeah, like that gets her nothing.
Okay, you can't call him Rob. If you're going to call him something, it has to be Robert or Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Like one of the two.
Robert,
we know
then.
We're not using the general.
I'll call him Robert.
Okay. We could call him Big Bad Robert Daddy. No way, that gets the whole point was for the voodoo part. Shit. Big Bad Voodoo Robert?
Still not... I
feel like if we're going to do that, we've got to include the daddy.
I'm just going to keep going with Robert.
I have nothing else before the reward challenge.
Same. So Nalia reads some tree mail for the reward challenge. And we learn that they're going to be in teams of two. And Jeff...
Randomly paired teams of two.
Randomly paired teams of two. Yeah, that's important because in the past they've had to like figure out some way of choosing themselves. And these are all random pairings, which I liked better. And they, have to go take the reward is to take a helicopter ride to a horseback ride to, authentic Marcasian feast, which sounds exciting. And they all are excited about the idea of getting food and yada, yada, yada. So they had, like big packs of coconut out in the water, anchored down in the water. And then some random coconuts just scattered across the beach. And they, in their teams of two, had to go collect some coconuts and break them open and fill a big cylinder that they called a chute. It was kind of like a really big test tube
3 foot tall
test tube of coconut water. They had to fill it with coconut water.
So why do you think none of the teams split up? I feel like I would have sent one person out into the water and one person onto the beach to grab coconuts.
Yeah, so that is exactly what I was thinking too, which I thought that's what was happening at first. And then I was like, oh no, I think almost everyone went into the water and then did other stuff.
It was 3 teams went into the water except for Vesepi and Tammy who stayed on. Or wait, no. Oh yeah, Vesepi and Tammy who stayed on land.
Oh yeah, so we should say that it was Vesepi and Tammy, Zoe and Nalia, Sean and Pascal, and then Robert and Kathy. I misspelled Pascal's name at one point in my notes and it says Pascak with a K instead of an L, and that was funny to me. I have almost nothing for this challenge because there was a lot going on. We were seeing a lot, but it was mostly just people are breaking coconuts and pouring some coconut water into the chute. I have nothing.
It turns out coconuts are very, very hard to open, which I already knew, but like this really solidified that they're very difficult to get open.
I did feel like Kathy and Robert were doing a pretty good job breaking open the coconuts, but they were doing too good of a job. And then the coconut water just went everywhere and they weren't like saving it. Where Sean was really, really good about like just getting a hole in the coconut so that all of it could go into the chute.
I did have one complaint for Sean and Pascal, even though they won, was when it was almost done, Sean was like, Pascal, go get us more coconuts. And Pascal went to grab like several coconuts. Like he only needed to get one. Like they were already so close.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't notice that, but it didn't really matter because they won.
They did.
And they do this really adorable and hilarious. Jeff announces that they win and Sean leaps into a hug with Pascal and they just fall over on the beach and it is hilarious. I noted that they are the only pair of people made entirely out of the Afivans. Because like the three that are not part of the Afivans are separated into different teams. And so maybe they were able to work a little bit better together because they were allied.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if, I guess kind of maybe.
Yeah. Although like, I said, Pascal maybe absolutely Chris, I'm not making like a bold claim here.
Pascal absolutely wanted Sean gone like an episode and a half ago.
Yeah. I mean, he says that too. He's like 3 days ago. He says 3 days ago, I would have mortgaged my house on Sean being gone.
Which is such like a, that made me think like, Pascal, you don't need to win this money. Like you're only going to make like statements like that if you already have wealth. Like, what are you on the show for?
Yeah. I mean, he's like an old judge. I'm sure that he is pretty well to do.
I was going to say that. I said that it was very cute. We see Nalia sending off Pascal and Kathy sending off Sean, and it's like their parents sending their kids off to summer camp or something. It was like very weird, but like kind of endearing.
Yeah. Or in Nalia and Pascal's case, like their kids sending their grandparents off to summer camp. Kathy tells,
oh, we should do that. Why don't we send grandparents off to summer camp? I guess that's like sending them to a retirement home, basically.
Yeah. And I think like because they have jobs usually. So it's,
grandparents?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Like both of our parents who are grandparents have jobs.
That's fair.
Kathy tells Sean to have lots of alcohol and lots of cake, which I thought was pretty good.
We see a shot of Vesepia crying, like kind of tears of joy, I think, seeing Sean go off. I think she even says something to the camera maybe of just like, it was just like, I think a very touching moment for her of like getting to do this whole experience. And like, she was so happy that he could like take this cool trip where he's like getting in a helicopter to do this cool thing.
Yeah. She also says that he deserves it after all of like the shit that he's been through on the tribe, basically.
Yeah. And then Pascal and Sean get dropped off at the top of this like mountain kind of.
Yeah. Okay. So quick thing before that. So we've talked extensively in the past about how they do not have like drone cameras or anything yet. But I was thinking about that when we see them riding in a helicopter. And I feel like often those camera shots of them riding in a helicopter are like a cameraman sitting in the helicopter with them. But we clearly see like a shot above the helicopter and stuff. Do you think there was just another helicopter for the cameraman?
Yeah.
How closely are you allowed to fly helicopters to each other?
Well, they can, cameras have this like zoom feature.
I don't understand.
be far away, but you zoom in close. It could be a drone, but my guess is it's not, especially like around this time period, because I feel like the air from the helicopter would probably really fuck with a drone.
Oh yeah, that's true. So it'd probably be safer to have another helicopter. Yeah.
Yes, my guess is another helicopter with a zoom lens.
Okay. Oh, like the video conferencing platform?
Yes.
They get dropped off and get picked up by some Marquesian guys on horses. And Sean is quite scared of these horses.
Sean is no cowboy. He really struggles with his horse. He gets on like immediately okay. And then he asks, where does my other foot go? Even though like his one foot's already in like the stirrup strap thing. I don't know if that's called a stirrup. I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
And then it is bad news. So like he struggles on that horse. The horse, to be fair, like the horse, we see shots of the horse like, I don't know, freaking out a little bit.
I think that they're kind of like, nipping at each other or something.
So then Sean gets on the back of one of the Marquesian's horses, which you can tell was not planned because he was like barely on there. And there's a close-up shot of him like muttering to the guy like that his balls are squished.
Yes, and that he's very uncomfortable.
Then they cut to them like coming down the mountain and he's on a horse by himself. So clearly the riding two on one horse plan was not working and they had to get him on his own horse.
Yes, I was so glad that Sean was on this challenge because there are so many great and hilarious things that he does. In a way that, like, I did not feel at all like he was disrespecting the culture or anything like that. He just, like, had never done anything like this before and was thoroughly enjoying it the whole time. I was very into it. While they are riding on the horses, he starts rapping a little bit. And he says, I'm chilling on the horse with Marquesian men. Everybody knows that we want to do it again, which is great. He also, when they get there, he says this is better than Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we see them hanging out with some of the Marquesians a little bit. At one point, one of the girls there says, follow me, which is follow me, but she just like has an accent. And Sean like takes a while to really process and think about it. And he's like, follow me. Oh, follow you, which I thought was very funny.
There was some bad looks from Sean in which like flirting or like talking about like getting into girls and then being like, oh, but they're a little young for me. I don't know. That seemed kind of weird.
So, okay. I also noticed that, but I wasn't sure if like, I don't know how old Sean is, but if he's like, you know, 27 or 28 or something, which is kind of what I imagine he is. I feel like that comment is a lot different if the girl is like 16 versus if the girl is like 22.
I agree with that. It was more of like, I felt like he was speaking about them like they were just not quite like property, but just like, well, if he wanted to, he could like get with one of them.
Oh.
I just didn't like that.
I didn't necessarily get that, but I see that point. I also think though that I would bet that the producers were specifically asking him what he thought about those girls. And so
that could be.
Yeah.
They do have their nice feast in which we see very, very sensual up close shots of them eating pork.
Yeah. So actually they get this pork. This was very cool. They from a Marquesian oven, I think is what they call it, where apparently they will bury their food. And that is how it cooks because of the heat from the volcanic rock underneath the island. It just cooks over time if it's buried. And so they go with the Marquesians and like dig up this pig that they had buried that is now cooked. And they eat this amazing looking pork, which they then couple with a shot of the people back at camp just eating some more coconut, eating pretty boring food.
Yeah, that was a good inclusion into the cut of the episode. During this feast, they show Pascal and Sean like hiding food in their pockets to smuggle back to camp, but they're like doing it on camera. So who are they hiding this from?
The Marquesians, I assumed.
But like, why do you think they're going to be like, no, 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 no. Like this is like, they're like the guest of honor for this feast. Like, it's not like they're going to be like, you can't do that.
I don't know. Or maybe they're hiding it from the cameraman, but it's doing a bad job.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because then they're like dancing and stuff. And Pascal was like, my pants, he said his like pants were like down to his knees because they were weighed down with food, which they weren't like at all. But for him, they were, I guess, maybe sagging a little bit.
It is very clear, though, during the dancing that his pockets are full, like his pants are way too big, which is also hilarious. Yeah. They then so they go back to camp after that. And they give everybody some food that they had left over. Like, they smuggled it, not for themselves, but so that they could bring it back to other people. And people seemed very thankful about that. I feel like that is, I wonder if that continues in future seasons, because I feel like that's happening a lot this season, where people are trying to, like, bring stuff back, where Kathy brought back the candy bar last week and stuff.
How many days do you think you'd have to be on an island before you'd eat pocket pork?
Like four.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. Like, I would like immediately do this. Like, it could be day one and they're like, okay, we're gonna take just these two people to experience this Marquesan feast, and then they came back with pocket pork and be like, yeah, I want to try Marquesan pork, like, let's do this.
Yeah, like, it'd be pretty early.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page there.
Pocket pork, I think that's the name of the episode. Either that or a 5-inch. Yeah, so then we get to day 27. It did seem like Sean and Pappy were gone all of day 26, basically. Like, that was like a whole day reward, which is kind of cool. Day 27, we see that Tammy is feeling a little desperate, so she and Robert go and talk to Nalia and Pascal and try to convince them to basically, like, switch back away from the Affivants and it be like the four of them together. And they start saying,
Robert tries to explain away that John wasn't always speaking for him and Tammy.
Yeah. Robert does a bad job here.
Well, he does such a bad job that he leaves and goes and pouts as he just hacks away at a log with a machete.
Yeah.
Patrick, do you know how long ago machete first came about?
Like, the concept of a machete?
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of years, I would guess.
No, 2010, and it starred Danny Trejo.
Oh, that's why I clarified the concept of a machete, because I thought you might be talking about the movie, so I said the concept of a machete, and you said, mm-hmm. You can't when I clarified with you.
I had to get to the punchline of my joke, okay? I did try looking up how long, like, the weapon machete was about. I didn't see any, like, years, but that sort of bladed weapon has been about in several different, like, cultures and stuff.
Did you know that the flag of Angola has a machete on it?
I did.
Pretty cool.
There wasn't that much non-challenge stuff this week.
There wasn't, and I think that it's because nothing happened, like, alliance-wise and everything. Yeah. It all was... Nothing interesting happened. We do see a little Robert says that he is going to try to burn all of the firewood that he has cut up before he can get kicked out. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And we see Zoe making some seashell jewelry.
I did not think that was fun. That's so, like, mean.
That was sarcasm when I said fun. They then get some tree mail that is on stilts. And they are given these stilts to practice for the immunity challenge. Tammy reads the tree mail now because it is on stilts. A couple people help her read it, but Tammy is the only one that reads more than half.
Agreed.
So, yeah, everyone kind of practices and all are not good at it. And Tammy, like, takes them away to go practice in private, like, down the beach, which I don't understand. How did everyone else just, like, let her steal the stilts for a while?
Well, because I think, at least for some of them, like, Pascal, I think for sure was one of these. They just, like, tried and were like, ooh, I'm not good at this, I'm done. And I'm like, no, that's the whole point. Like, this is to win immunity for winning $1 million. You should be, like, practicing your ass off and, like, doing this over and over and over and over. Like,
but
I don't get it.
I do think, like, the Affivants probably knew that they weren't leaving, so they didn't care as much.
I agree that, like, maybe they felt more comfortable, but, like, the whole point of Survivor is you can never trust anyone. You gotta, like, give it your all.
Yeah, I feel like they probably trust each other a lot because John left, though.
Right.
I mean, I'm with you. I would have tried a lot harder, but yeah.
I do think, though, when they get to the challenge, the way the challenge is set up makes it much easier to start on the stilts than they were practicing on their own.
Oh, definitely.
In the challenge, they start raised up at like the stilt height. And so they're just like stepping straight out onto it instead of having to like step up onto it, which affects like the balance issue a little bit. Plus, it's like a nice flat level surface that was a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah. So with the challenge, they're doing stilt fighting, which is, I likened it to sumo a little bit because it was like in a big circle. And so with both people on stilts, they had to either get the other person to fall off of the stilts or get out of the circle. I think that was the intent of the challenge, where the challenge actually was...
Yes. Approximately 1 second.
Yes, it was just who can last slightly longer on these stilts.
Who can fall slower?
They take full advantage of the fact that there's eight of them, and so they do a nice bracket like we've seen in the past. So we see Vesepia versus Robert, and Robert falls immediately. I'm not even sure if he gets a second foot on the stilt. Kathy versus Pascal. Kathy falls immediately, so then we have Vesepia and Pascal left. Tammy and Nalia both do much better than all of the four people beforehand, but Nalia still falls. And then Sean versus Zoe. Sean is out pretty immediately. So then in round two, it's Vesepia and Pascal. Pascal's down. And then Tammy and Zoe. Zoe is out pretty quick. So we have Tammy versus Vesepia. Both do much better here. I think it actually lasted like maybe 10 seconds. But at one point, Tammy like walks with them a couple steps and then just like gets her balance and just kind of stands there and waits. And Vesepia falls. And so Tammy wins, which I needed because she was like publicly stated as being next on the chopping block. So she definitely would have been out if she didn't have this immunity challenge. And she is the last person on my team. So she, yeah.
I think this is going to turn into a similar Lex situation where like you were basically out of fantasy like forever ago. And then Lex lasted way longer than he should have.
Here's how this one's different. This is different because when that was happening with Lex, I was like far in last place and only had Lex. I'm like, almost first place now with just Tammy. So like,
right. But if she like was gone next week,
oh yeah, I'd be screwed
into last place. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I'm thinking. This week, her performance made me think she might be around a while.
Huh? Me too. Good. Good.
So we have almost nothing between this and Tribal Council. We basically go like straight to Tribal Council.
And it seems very clear, like Robert says things like, okay, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, and like is totally fine with that, and it's like I'm still gonna be here forever on the jury, yada yada yada. It seems very obvious that Robert is going, and they give us like the show absolutely zero inclination. Well, this is my complaint about Survivor this week, because they do this often where it is like they don't want it to be clear who's leaving, but usually they do it by like at least giving a little bit of like reasoning for either one. Like, I have no idea why seven people voted for Zoe this week. It gives me nothing about that. It all of the evidence points towards Robert, and then it's just like, nope, everybody actually voted for Zoe. Never mind. And it's confusing because I think there's a point, I don't remember who it was because I didn't think it was that relevant. Says something about like, Robert probably has more ability to win more challenges, so they're going to kick him out because they don't want him to win an immunity anymore. So then why did they vote for Zoe? I do not understand.
Yeah, and there might not have been a... I don't know. I was going to say there might not have been like a... I don't know if there was a cross talk between alliances of voting Zoe out. It might have just been like Robert got lucky that the Affiavans decided like, we're going to get rid of Zoe this week. And then Robert and Tammy are obviously voting together. But I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm kind of...
I was so sure Robert was gone. I already filled out all of my vote list. I was like, well, Robert's... like, everybody's voting for Robert except for Zoe, who's going to vote... or except for Robert and Tammy, who are voting for Zoe. And then I'd like go change all of them because that is not what happened.
Yeah. So, at Tribal Council, there's not a lot that is said. Sean cries because he talks about how he is like homesick and he misses his mom a lot. And that's nice to see from Sean. Some more of that like emotional side from him. I noted that John, who is now on the jury, looks a lot different without his beard and everything. Mm-hmm. Even here, like, Robert says something about, like, you know, he says, I'm leaving having made some really good bonds with good friends. Like, Robert thinks he's leaving too. I was so confused.
That's why I think there was definitely not crosstalk between the alliances, but I do wish they would have showed, like, something with some conversation between the Affivants of, like, what their thoughts were. But maybe it was just, like, too obvious that it was going to be Zoe, and so the show cut it out. But that is annoying, because they usually kind of both sides it for us. They give us, like, a little bit of each.
Yeah, I needed more of that.
I had Robert, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he definitely was subtweeting Zoe a little bit. He was, like, talking shit about, like, a general person, and he was meaning Zoe. Zoe does, she makes a statement in one of her answers to that she works hard, plays hard, which she says again in her, like, final message to the camera, I think.
Yeah. This is actually kind of sad. Like, I kind of liked Zoe. In the vote,
they show it.
Oh, I was just going to say that we see that Pascal called her ZZQ, was what he wrote down on the thing.
I didn't notice that. We do, when they're voting, they show Robert, they show us that Robert votes for Zoe, and they show us that Tammy votes for Zoe. And when Tammy does it, she says, I'm voting you out tonight because, well, I just don't like you. And they show, so they showed two votes for Zoe, which that made me think even more so that Robert was gone. I was like, well, obviously, if they're showing these, then they're going to reveal a bunch of Robert ones. And they started revealing them. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. When they revealed, like, a third Zoe vote, I was like, oh man, Zoe's gone. That was, yeah. And everybody votes for Zoe except for Zoe herself. So that's the end of the episode. It had some fun stuff in it, but it was not that wonderful of an episode, honestly.
It wasn't. Next week is The Princess.
Yeah. I don't understand what that's going to be about. Oh, actually.
My guess is, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to echo a guess that you made last week or the week before of it's going to be one of the things about, like, let's hear a classic Marcasian story and then you get quizzed on it. And it's going to be a story about a Marcasian princess.
Oh, did I say that last week? That's smart. Cool. Good for me.
Or something somehow about Nalia, maybe? Did you see the next week on Survivor stuff? Did you watch those clips?
I did, but I don't remember it. It was like 5 days ago. What was it?
It had something about it being Vesepia's birthday, and then also that something bad happens with Vesepia, that she gets upset about something. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that is related to Princess in some way, of like they're treating her like a princess for her birthday or something. I don't know.
Ooh, maybe. There is also, like, maybe she, do you think Vesepia is going to have the birthday curse and end up going home next week?
It showed, said like something awful happens and then she cries or something, which made me think that maybe she gets bad news from home in some way.
Maybe.
And then, so maybe, maybe she just goes home because of that and is like, I quit. Or maybe, which we've never seen before, so that'd be fascinating. Or maybe people are like, yeah, we'll vote Vesepia out so that she can leave or something.
Oh, what season was it?
Chris, this would be so wild if it happened. What if Vesepia quits because of something that's happening at home, and therefore there's one less person on the jury, so they bring Rob Mariano back for the jury?
Was he the final one before the jury?
Uh-huh. Which, I mean, the jury doesn't do much, but that'd be fun.
It would.
I mean, it'd be really sad for Vesepia, obviously, but...
Uh-huh. Oh, was it season two? Season one? There's some season where they talked about the birthday curse where, like, people kept getting voted out on their birthday. No, that wasn't the show. This is Top Chef I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. It does also... Oh, no, it's not the birthday. Jervis, there's something in season on Top one, Chef. Gets voted out the day his kid is born.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's some season of Top Chef where they talk about the birthday kiss, and it turns out... Or birthday curse.
The birthday kiss.
Birthday kiss of death. Where, like, weirdly, like, several people got voted out on their birthday. They showed, like, a montage of, like, it happening to, like, tons of people. It was kind of funny.
Well, speaking of a birthday curse, I think we need to talk about our final three and the final three curse. Because both of us put Zoe in last time. And it's...
No, listen, I had Zoe for the past 2 weeks. Because I didn't change the past 2 weeks. And so...
I also had Zoe for the past 2 weeks. I was on a roll here. Okay.
Well, my whole final three was the same for the past 2 weeks. I had 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. It's been very bad for me.
Our final three has been really bad because, like, the Strawn Alliance didn't stay the Strawn Alliance. They're falling apart.
My final three and the final three from the first four episodes are all gone.
I've had Robert in mine every single week, and so he's still there. He's been my constant.
Yeah, I really think that he's going to
leave. I'm taking him out this week, though. So. Not my constant any longer. All right, my final three. Not even going to give it that much thought. I'm just going to throw it out there. Is going to be Tammy, Sean, Nalia.
Huh. That's exactly the three that I was going to say, which scares me a lot.
Oh, really? Because I was like, man, this is a wild three. Why would I pick those three? My Tammy thought is, I mentioned earlier, I think she's just going to like go on a tear and start winning a whole bunch of stuff. Sean is maybe, partially because I think they've been like showing him more. So I feel like maybe he's going to have like a longer arc here, which I mentioned in like the first look closer in the first 24 days. And then Nalia, just because.
Yeah, I think Nalia and Pascal will go pretty far. Yeah, I agree with all of that. Which means that one of them is leaving next episode.
Wait, but you wrote down... Oh, wait, no, yeah, that is what I said. I was like, you wrote down Tammy, Sean, and Nalia. I would never say that. That's exactly what I just said.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time we've had them all match. That's fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Real quick for Survivor, because we forgot to do that before the final three and the final three. So I guess that wasn't really the final three. Sean and Pascal were in a reward. Tammy wins immunity. Tammy and Nalia read tree mail. Vesepia, Sean, and Pascal all cry on camera. Zoe, Tammy, Robert, and Sean talk at tribal council before the vote. And then Zoe gets 7 votes when she is voted out, which means this is like the most even week I think we've ever had. Me and Nikki both got 11 points this week, and Chris got 10, which means that our totals right now are that Nikki, our guest, is still in the lead with 143. I'm right behind her with 142. And then Chris has 132, but still has 4 people left on his team.
Heck yeah, I do. What? I'm going to be the dark horse. I'm coming back. Patrick only has 1 person. Nikki only has 2 people. And I have
literally 4. More than half of Watch the people out. On the show are still on Chris's team. I will never forgive myself.
Like some weird stuff
for
happens.
Choosing Sarah over Pascal when I was like down to the two of them, and it was my last draft pick, and I picked fucking Sarah over Pascal. I
think that was the smart choice. At the time, they showed us like 0 footage of Pascal in like the first episode, and Sarah, like, even if like showing Sarah in the first episode, like, I didn't think she was gonna win by any means, but she seemed like somebody who was gonna like be involved in some way to get some points. And so like I think that was
I think that in the next time we do lucky. Fantasy Survivor, I plan on ignoring everything that I saw in the first episode and basically assuming that like the people that were the stars of that episode are going to get kicked out.
Ooh, okay. So not ignoring everything.
Well, yes. Go basically doing the opposite of my strategy because right.
Yeah, you got to change something up because you're not good at this. Even though you're ahead of me by 10 points right now, like,
yeah,
that's not going
to
last.
Uh-huh. I really want to shit talk, but, like, you're right. It's very unfortunate for me.
But this is also only, like, a sample size of 2 seasons, so I might just be getting really lucky. Or maybe I'm just really good at this.
Yeah. We've talked in the past about how I don't think you're good at this. So I don't think either of us are good at it.
Your four minute rendition of Chrysalicious says otherwise.
It doesn't say that you're good at Survivor Fantasy.
Well, I am, and I'm awesome, and
so
it was a great week of Survivor.
And also humble. It's another word that I use to describe Chris.
Humblicious. So this week of Survivor, this is Chris signing off.
This is Patrick.
And the tribe has spoken.